This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
You may well know Roz Chast as a cartoonist. She's got a very recognizable style of squiggly lines and neurotic characters. Her book, Can't We Please Talk About Something More Pleasant, about dealing with her aging parents, was a bestseller a couple of years ago, and it won awards that don't usually go to books of cartoons. But here's something you don't know about Roz Chast. She and Patricia Marks, a staff writer here, play in a band. Not just any band. A band with an amazing musical pedigree. They influenced some of the biggest names in music in the 60s and beyond. But they were also a little too far ahead of the curve for the mainstream. So now, for the first time ever, Patricia Marks and Roz Chast tell their story.
I'm Patty Marks.
I'm Roz Chast.
And we are the Ooklier Meltdown. You may not remember us, but you probably do. We were very, very big in the 60s when we were the Daily Pukulelis. Now we're the Ooklier Meltdown, and we are coming back. We're practicing.
For our return tour as Ookular or Ukular Meltdown, because we don't know how to, we're still debating on how to pronounce it. Mm-hmm.
We've gotten some experts.
Yeah.
But even they don't know. So, eons ago, I was playing with Bobby Zimmerman.
And I was with Joni.
You were with Joni. We were both too good for the rest of our band. It was very clear. I mean, it's the reason we got kicked out of the bands, really. Yeah.
Well, they were good also, but I felt like the way that they were good was a different way than we were good.
Well, we had personality. Yeah. They had talent.
Yes.
Which, okay, each to its own, right?
Yeah.
We were really, just didn't belong with them. We had kind of a
And nobody wanted us in their band. I would go up to bands like Iron Butterfly.
Yeah.
You know, Jimi Hendrix Experience. I went there.
I gave Joan Baez two ideas, which really made her. She was wearing, had a pixie haircut. I said, go long, Joni. And then when she began, she would just say 1, 2, 3, 4. And I said, Joni, what you should do is flip your hair upside down, the way your long hair, after you grow it, and just say, this song's for David. He's in jail doing what he thinks is right. And if you notice, that's how she opened all the time.
So we got together and we realized that we were very simpatico and we liked the same songs. They were all public domain.
We liked the same color ukulele.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So we formed the Daily Pukulelis.
Yes, and we got very big for a while.
Yeah, we got very big and then...
But then Paul stole all our money.
Paul, our manager, stole all our money. We didn't have any, luckily, but...
He stole what
we had. He stole our money. Yeah, he stole all the money we were going to get.
Yeah. And that was when things did get bad, though, because then we had to go into rehab.
Mm-hmm. Which we liked.
We learned a lot. We made ashtrays.
We have some of the ashtrays from rehab.
Yeah. We met some interesting people. What was our first breakout hit? Boy, it was a long time ago.
Was it Star Spangled Banner? Was it...
I thought it was Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
We wrote Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday to you.
Yeah, yeah. That was... It's so
and now that we've
universal,
made,
really.
It is
because
universal.
If you're alive, if you're listening...
Right. Well, except for the people who have unhappy birthdays.
That's true. I mean, I don't want to force... Maybe we should change it to like...
Happy Birthday.
Birthday to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, whatever birthday to
whatever
you.
Whatever birthday. Because, you know, you don't want to pressure anybody.
Right.
It's like, you know...
Disappointed birthday we could do.
Yeah. Neutral.
Neutral birthday.
Neutral birthday.
Yeah. Have a birthday to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
We're working on Wrinkle, Wrinkle, Little Face.
Yes, yes. Wrinkle, Wrinkle, Little Face.
Also, we're working
wrinkles
another...
Wrinkles form in every place.
Right. will you...
Wrinkles high,
lines
wrinkles
erase. You want to play something?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Should we play Camptown Races, also called Camptown Ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Which we should say that we rewrote, and if you listen carefully to the lyrics, if you can hear them, you will see why. And... I usually introduce it because I don't have a singing voice, but I have a talking voice.
You have a very good talking voice.
I was in a talking choir.
My talking voice can get kind of like panicky and screechy.
Well, okay.
So
this is On Your Mark, Get Set, Go.
Camptown ladies, we don't know, do-da, do-da, who they are or where they go, all the do-da day, gone. Wanna pay no copyright, and the ladies make us sick. Camptown ladies, who are they? Do-da, do-da. And how long's the do-da day? Those ladies do not say. Wikipedia, not much help. Do-da, do-da. And don't think we can try help. All the do-da day.
The end.
The end.
It was on our first album, Ocular Accidents. Which was our breakout album, really.
Yeah. We had a lot of records.
Right.
Duck and Cover.
Right.
Famous Duck and Cover.
Learn Ukulele in Your Sleep.
You too can play ukulele.
But not as well as we can.
Yeah. That was the subtitle.
Mm-hmm.
How to Make Love to a Man with a Ukulele.
Right. That wasn't Beethoven, that was us.
Crazy because then we were touring all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being on the road, it's really rough.
Right.
And it's
also
a rough
confusing.
Part.
You're always like, do you turn left? Do you turn right? That is the hard thing about the road.
I know. And you know how I feel about driving. I mean, I didn't learn until after we were on the road. So a lot of times when we were on the road,
we were lost a lot on the road.
We were lost. And I
was a problem.
And I would be like screaming while we were like merging into traffic because. When I merge into traffic, I have to really scream. And I was taking a lot of drugs back then because being on the road was so
made
scary.
Made you nervous, right?
It made me very, very nervous. Sometimes I didn't even know if I was on the road. Am I dreaming or are we actually driving on the road? Are we really on the road?
Or maybe we're just blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Episode. Oh,
yes,
that was something.
Electric.
Well,
we had
did.
Fights. We
fights did. Our manager, Paul, who took our money,
said
we had to go electric. So we went to your house and we set up in the driveway, and we didn't really know how to. If you've seen a ukulele, there's
how
no place to really plug it in.
There's no place to plug it in. Yeah, exactly.
So we thought...
We went to the hardware store.
We went to the hardware store.
We bought extension
batteries, extension
everything,
cords.
Everything
no
electric
place
that
to
we
plug
could
it
buy.
In. So you know what we did? We were pretty good students in elementary school. You can make a battery with a baked potato or a raw potato.
A raw potato.
Well, that was our first mistake, baked, but okay.
Yeah.
At least we didn't go mashed. We got a raw potato. We set up the wires and we tried to go electric.
We tried to plug the potato into the ukulele.
Then our manager told us, all right, if you can't go electric, you should break some ukuleles on stage. So we're a little afraid of that because of our shoes.
Yes.
We didn't really want to damage our shoes.
I also didn't want to get like a cut because I had read about sepsis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ukulele disco? You don't remember that?
Yeah.
It was like we were at Studio 54 every night. That was like we were very heavily into that whole scene for a little while because ukuleles were like, there was this brief moment somewhere around like November 18th to November 20th, 1974, where ukuleles were kind of
Then we tried, was it Saturday? No, not Saturday Night Fever. It was Sunday Night Rash.
Sunday Night Rash.
Sunday Night Rash.
Yeah, we tried. We tried. It didn't really, you know, I don't know why. Maybe like it passed its peak at that point. Yeah. People were too busy with, I don't know, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
We couldn't get into some of the discos because of the bouncer.
That's true.
The bouncer didn't let us
in. We were too short.
Yeah, we were too short.
Yeah. And the glasses. I think that was troublesome. We should not have worn the glasses.
Right. And they were always inspecting our... And ukuleles.
For drugs. Because we did used to keep our drugs in the ukulele, along with the gum and the tissues and, you know,
and the
change of underwear.
Pencil.
Pencils, sketch pads. You could put a little sketch pad in there. You can carry this as a purse.
Yeah. We never broke up. That's probably why we weren't a bigger hit.
Yeah, and I do really hope that we peak yet again as whichever we decide it's going to be.
Right. Well, we're doing the best we can that doesn't involve work.
We have.
You want to play
a weemawack? Yeah.
You say weemawack. I say weemaway.
It is weemaway.
I didn't know.
That's wrong.
We didn't know for the longest time what weemaway was.
And we
still don't. But I had the theory that it's what you do all the doo-dah day.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Chorus. On your mark. Get set, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first, and it may be the last time. Patty Marks and Roz Chast on vocals and ukulele. The disco ukulele remix is courtesy of Terrence Bernardo.
The end. We're working on some new lyrics for this that was near New Jersey, the great New Jersey, Chris Christie sleeps tonight.
Yeah, because we like being topical.
Yeah, we like being topical. We have a great rhyme with Obama and pajamas, but we need a story to go with it.